Married at First Sight. Chapter 4023. Neither Bianca nor Fox reveals Abby's true self. Her real identity is the Abby that Evan sees. Evan had to fall for her not as Fox, but as Abby. Unable to endure the way Evan was looking at her, Abby finally stood up, her voice sharp with frustration. "When are you going to give me back my things? Hand them over, and we can finally end this. No more ties. No more crossing paths." Evan leaned back casually, his voice calm but laced with a subtle challenge. "I don't have them with me. I kept them on me for months, but you never came to claim them. Now they're at my place. Funny how you're in such a rush to cut ties. We've known each other for over half a year. Sure, it was rocky at first, but didn't things get better between us?" He thought she was using the breakup as an excuse, trying to transition from Fox to Abby and make him accept her for who she really was. Abby's laugh was bitter, almost mocking. "Better? Evan, do you even understand what getting along means? Every time we met, we fought. We argued. That's your idea of harmony? If you hadn't taken my things and refused to return them, I wouldn't have been chasing you for 6 months like this." She took a steadying breath, her tone softening but still resolute. "I admit I was wrong at the start. I shouldn't have destroyed your stuff or taken your valuables. But I gave them back. I even apologized. Now, I just want what's mine. And since you've decided to pursue Miss Du again, maybe focus on her instead of dragging me into your life. Don't make her jealous. You can't play both sides, Evan. Let's end this. For good." Abby might have appeared as Fox, but she understood Evan's feelings for her as Abby. What she didn't know was that she was the woman Grandma York had chosen to be Evan's wife. It was true Abby had provoked Evan first. She'd destroyed some of his things and taken one or two valuables. But Evan hadn't let it go. His relentless pursuit had forced her to return what she'd taken, and she'd even compensated him for the damages. Yet, one item remained, a small, delicate golden token. The token wasn't just any trinket. It represented the Five Emperors Hall, and it was something Abby had always carried with her. Without it, she felt humiliated every time she returned to her brothers and sisters. They never said anything, but their silence was worse than words. The embarrassment cut deep. Abby was one of Silver Fox's most skilled apprentices. In the martial arts world, her reputation was impeccable. She'd never lost a fight. But despite her superior skills, she had lost something precious to Evan. She had spent half a year chasing him to get it back, but every time she thought she was close, Evan found a way to keep it out of her reach. And then, there were his eyes, the way he looked at her, as if she was more than just an adversary. Abby knew what that look meant. Evan's feelings for her made retrieving the token even harder. He used it as leverage, knowing she wouldn't leave as long as he had it. "You'll disappear if I give it back," he'd say. Evan never asked for her full name or where she lived. It was almost as if he didn't want to know, afraid it would make letting her go easier. His brother and sister-in-law had told him to return her things, and he'd promised to do so. But promises meant little to Evan. He always found a way to break them. Even now, Abby stood there, facing the same man who had lied to her countless times. The same man who had taken something so important and refused to let it go. Evan York was, without a doubt, the most infuriating man she had ever met. Married at First Sight. Chapter 4024. Chapter 4024. "Fox, you must be Abby, right?" Evan's piercing gaze locked onto her. "You think I love you as Fox, not the real you. So, you're trying to leave Fox behind and make me love Abby completely. But whether you're Abby, Fox, or Bianca, they're all just parts of you, aren't they?" Fox's expression turned icy. "I've told you before, I'm not Miss Du." Her voice was sharp, cutting through his assumptions. "Evan, you're a bastard. You don't even have the facts straight, yet you provoked me and then moved on to Miss Du. You're trying to play both sides. Well, guess what? I won't accept you, and neither will she. Evan's dark eyes burned with determination as he stared her down. If you're so sure you're not Abby, then prove it. Take off the makeup. Tear off the human skin mask. Show me your real face. Abby's lips curled into a cold smile. Do you know what happens to people who see my true face? Her voice dropped to a dangerous whisper. They die. Every single one of them. If you're so eager to die, I can make it happen. But I don't want to cross the York family or make them my enemy. So don't force my hand, Evangelist. Underneath her mask, Fox knew the truth. If it was torn off tonight, her true identity would be exposed. Evan let out a low laugh. You're scared. That's why you won't do it. You're guilty, because deep down, you know I'm right. You are Abby. You're also Bianca. My grandmother and my brother and sister-in-law wouldn't lie to me about this. Fox sneered, her tone dripping with disdain. If you really trusted your grandmother, why didn't you stick to pursuing Miss Du? Why quit halfway and come chasing after me instead? Evan froze, her words hitting him like a punch to the gut. The truth was, he hadn't known Abby and Fox were the same person. Grandma hadn't told him that Abby was trained by the legendary Silver Fox of the Five Emperors Hall. All his grandmother had given him was a photograph with Abby's basic details, her identity, age, and address. Nothing else. He had been left to figure out the rest on his own, to approach her, get close to her, and uncover the truth piece by piece. Evan exhaled deeply. I made a mistake not trusting Grandma, and now I'm paying the price chasing my wife all the way to the crematorium. But don't call me fickle. My feelings haven't changed. I just didn't know you were playing three roles. The truth is, the person I've always loved has been you. It's never been anyone else. Fox sighed, exasperated. I'm done repeating myself, Evan. I'm not Miss Du, and I'm not Bianca. I'm Fox. That's it. Her voice softened, but her resolve remained firm. I didn't come here to argue with you. I came for my token. You said it's at your house, so I'll go there and get it myself. She paused, giving him a pointed look. You need to figure out who you really want. I do have some feelings for you, but I'm not looking to settle down anytime soon. If you're serious about me, then give up Miss Du and keep chasing me for a few years. Maybe, just maybe, I'll give you a chance. Her eyes narrowed. But if a few years feels like too long, then walk away now and choose Miss Du. You can't have it both ways, Evan. She and I are two entirely different people. Don't mix us up. To Abby, her true self and her Fox persona were completely separate. They were like two sides of a coin, each with its own identity and way of handling the world. The problem was, when Evan pursued her, it wasn't Abby he fell for. It was Fox, her sharpness, her cunning, her flair. He was drawn to the person she became when she wore the mask. I'm leaving, she said, brushing past him without looking back. Evan's voice stopped her in her tracks. Fox, your token is in my room at Wildridge Manor. You won't be able to get in on your own. Go find my second brother. He'll give it to you. His words hung in the air like a final break from her Fox disguise. Married at First Sight, Chapter 4025. Chapter 4025. Fox turned back to look at Evan, her gaze lingering for a moment. After a long pause, she said, "Thank you for returning my things." That simple statement felt like a definitive break between them. Evan's dark eyes softened as he replied, "Don't go out late at night anymore. You should rest." He didn't add that she'd end up exhausted during the day, surviving on multiple cups of coffee just to stay awake. Fox chuckled lightly. I enjoy late night outings, it's a habit I'm not ready to break. Goodbye, Evangelist. With a small wave, she turned and, under his watchful gaze, opened the door. Within seconds, she vanished into the night. Knowing her token was safe in Wildridge Manor, Fox felt no urgency to retrieve it. For now, Evan was still in Huonaville. If she returned to Wiltspoon too soon, Evan would visit Dew's group, fail to find her, and inevitably connect the dots between Abby and Fox. He was already suspicious. Besides, Wildridge Manor was one of the safest places. Evan wouldn't dare lose her belongings there, but retrieving them would be tricky. Wildridge Manor wasn't Evan's private property. It was under Grandma York's domain, with her children, in-laws, and others living there too. Even with her skill set, her ability to scale walls and evade detection, Fox wasn't willing to provoke Grandma York. Getting caught by the sharp-eyed matriarch? That was a humiliation Abby couldn't bear. Meanwhile, Evan returned to his room, phone in hand. He sat down on the bed, eventually reclining halfway as he aimlessly scrolled through his messages. He wanted to contact his eldest brother, but the hour was far too late. His brother and sister-in-law were surely asleep by now. Evan typed out several long messages, only to delete them each time. He didn't dare wake his brother, doing so would only invite a scolding. Finally, he sent a quick text to Tatum. "You still up?" It took a moment, but Tatum eventually responded with a voice message. "Fourth brother, why are you still awake?" "I just woke up from a nap. The eldest miss has an early morning tomorrow, so I have to get up early to prepare her breakfast. I go to bed early these days." Tatum's tone was light but carried a hint of weariness. His days were structured around caring for his fiancée, from her meals to her preferences. If he didn't get enough rest at night, he wouldn't have the energy to cook properly during the day, and subpar cooking wasn't an option. His fiancée had a refined palate. She could tell instantly if something was off. She might let it slide once or twice, but if it became a habit? Tatum knew his place in her life would be at risk. And leaving her? That wasn't even a consideration. Tatum hadn't even confessed his feelings to Elora yet. Losing her wasn't an option. "I just finished my shower and haven't gone back to bed yet," Tatum added with a chuckle. "Fourth brother, just focus on winning over our future sister-in-law. Leave the other matters to the rest of us. You can afford to stay up late, you can catch up on sleep during the day. Unlike me, who has to handle everything myself." Evan replied with a heavy sigh. "You think I'm happy? I was completely tricked by Grandma. Out of all the brothers, Grandma chose to fool me," Evan continued, his voice tinged with self-pity. "She didn't trick you, or the others. Just me." Tatum laughed softly. "Fourth brother, you're being dramatic." "I'm serious, Tatum. I'm upset, and I need someone to talk to. Big brother's busy and asleep by now. If I wake him, he'll just scold me. That leaves you." "Fourth brother, I'm busy too, you know," Tatum replied with a mock sigh. "But if you're upset, I'll listen. Sometimes just talking helps. If I can help, I will. If I can't, at least you'll feel better getting it off your chest." Tatum didn't admit it, but he was curious to hear what Evan had to say. Perhaps a little too curious. Married at First Sight, Chapter 4026. Chapter 4026. Evan asked, "Tatum, can I call you now? Is it convenient?" "Of course," Tatum replied cheerfully. "I live alone in a nice, spacious dormitory. It's comfortable, my salary comes on time every month, I eat well, and I'm perfecting my cooking skills." Evan sighed. "Cooking? That's all you ever talk about. You've been there for months, didn't even come back for the new year, and all you seem to care about is cooking." Tatum chuckled. "Well, I came here to cook, didn't I?" Evan was momentarily speechless. Tatum wasn't wrong. The moment he heard Elora was notoriously picky about food, he couldn't resist the challenge. Long before Grandma could prod him, he had already packed his bags and headed to Annenberg in Province X. Every so often, Evan would overhear his siblings mentioning Tatum. They always said the same thing: he was busy perfecting recipes, buried in his culinary experiments, and seemingly frozen in time. Meanwhile, the acting head of the Lab family in Haven Mill had already set his sights on the Ormond sisters. Yet, Tatum didn't seem worried. Instead, he poured his energy into preparing meals for his fiancée every single day. When Tatum called, Evan picked up immediately. "All right, fourth brother," Tatum began. "What's bothering you? Spill it." Evan hesitated but eventually shared the source of his confusion. After listening, Tatum couldn't help but laugh. "Fourth brother, you're still hung up on this? No wonder Grandma tricked you. But hey, I get it. You're being careful. This is a lifelong decision, after all." Evan's face flushed with embarrassment, though Tatum couldn't see it through the phone. "But seriously, fourth brother," Tatum continued, his tone more earnest, "you've already made your choice, haven't you? If that's the case, stick to it. Don't second-guess yourself. We're adults, we need to own our decisions and see them through." Evan fell silent. After a long pause, he asked, "Tatum, are you doing okay over there? The Ormond family isn't giving you a hard time, right?" "No, not at all," Tatum assured him. "Everyone in the Ormond family has been great to me. They enjoy my cooking. Even when I just stir-fry some vegetables, they still rave about how good it is. The two little ones like me the most. If I have any free time, they're all over me, begging me to teach them martial arts, play games, or go shopping. Kids have so much energy. After playing with them for a bit, I'm completely wiped out, but they're still bouncing off the walls. Watching them run around so carefree, it reminds me of our own childhood." Evan chuckled. "So, between cooking and babysitting, I guess you've made zero progress in winning over your wife." Tatum laughed. "Hey, I'm just a frog in warm water, taking it slow. To win her over, I've got to start with her stomach." Evan shook his head but couldn't help smiling. Tatum didn't think he was moving too slowly. Sure, Elora and her sisters teased him relentlessly, but he knew it wasn't personal. A woman like Elora wouldn't be easy to win over. Still, Tatum wasn't in a rush. He focused on winning her heart one step at a time, starting with her love for his cooking. He was determined to make her so accustomed to his meals that she couldn't live without them. Beyond the food, he treated Elora with unwavering care and thoughtfulness. Over time, he was certain she'd come around. As for the acting head of the Lab family in Haven Mill, who had his eye on both Elora and her sister Tinsley, Tatum was ready to step in. With Tatum around, that old predator wouldn't lay a finger on Elora. Elora and Tinsley were more than capable of protecting themselves, but Tatum wasn't just standing by. He supported Elora and her brother, earning their trust and respect. And if that Lab scumbag ever dared to cross the line, Tatum would make sure he paid for it dearly.